Elizabeth Boot Duvenick was a painter who married her teacher. He was working on a portrait of her for the Salon in Paris when she died.
It's said that she was tired from all the sittings and that she caught pneumonia, but some scholars believe that she actually committed suicide. That open-endedness adds all the more poignancy, I think, to this work.
Like many 19th-century artists, Duvenick was inspired by so-called gisants, or reclining figures of tomb sculpture that date back to the Gothic period. He used a death mask of his wife, which was customary at the time, to create her tomb in a Florentine cemetery. The Met sculpture is a replica of that original.
Her face, although classic and serene, there's definitely a sense of individual features. Here at the Met, when you look at it, it's still as if you're in a private moment. There's somewhat of a chapel-like ambiance to this piece. It's interesting that a work that was an expression of private grief is now in such a public location. And in a sense, that is Duvenick's testament to the power of art to heal and to express or commemorate an individual memory.
Hear cellist and composer Joan Jeanrenaud respond to this sculpture in music. Press play.